Thank you so much for tuning in to The Local on 103.3 KUMD. I'm Marvin the Mix, and I'm being joined today by author, editor, and all-around man about town, Paul Lundgren. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Always a pleasure. One of my favorite shows.
Thank you so much. It's great to hear that as well. I'm sure you've been listening to The Local for a while.
Yeah, since the beginning. Soul Village is also one of my favorites on Friday nights.
Yes, Chris will be happy to hear that. Definitely gives the Pavlovian response going Friday at 5 o'clock when you hear those horns going and ready for a frothy beverage.
Yeah, I try to construct reasons to be in the car at that time, need to pick up food or something just so I can get a little session in.
That's brilliant. That's a brilliant idea. So I think a lot of people in our listening audience are likely aware of your work as the editor of Perfect Duluth Day. But they might not be aware of who you are, the man behind the blog, and what inspired you to put the work that you do into Perfect Duluth Day.
Well, I guess coincidentally enough, you know, the first host of this show was Scott Lunt, who is the founder of the Homegrown Music Festival and is also one of the co-creators of Perfect Duluth Day. And so I guess something that you and I have in common is carrying on things that Scott Lunt started. I've kind of made a career out of, Scott will think something up and then he'll do it. And then I'll come in later and carry it forward while he goes off and creates a new thing. And so Perfect Duluth Day was one of those things. It's something that caught on that I didn't quite understand myself originally, but then came to appreciate, and then it fit nicely into where my career was going at the time when Barrett Chase and Scott Lunt started to become overwhelmed with how to manage this website when they had other jobs, and it wasn't a revenue-creating instrument in any way at that time, and barely is at this point. So that's what led me into it. It was that it seemed like I could take over and carry forward what they did, and keep it going, and keep bringing the good Perfect Duluthiness to the people.
Well, that's a good friend to have. You want to keep him around, right? He also, I believe Scott will be on tonight at 7 o'clock for.
I think North Christine Country is sitting in for him.
Oh,
tonight.
Okay.
Let me tell you some other things about the goings ons at KUMD.
So, what about the name Perfect Duluth Day? I feel like I hear that those words strung together pretty often. And was it something that was coined by you or Scott, or is it something that's just caught on?
Yeah, I don't think anyone is aware anymore of who maybe coined that term, but it existed before the website. And when you hear it now, it's almost assuredly that you heard, like, whoever's saying it is aware of the website and is saying those words because of the website. But it did exist in kind of a, in the outdoors community in Duluth, people would use the term like, wow, this is a perfect Duluth day today. And I think it kind of meant a day where you get out of work a little bit early and, like, the weather's nice and you get out in the trails, you get good exercise, and then you go out and have a cocktail or dinner and something fun happens that you didn't expect. And that's the perfect Duluth day.
Yes, it's warm, but, like, it's not, by most people's definition, warm, right?
Indeed.
<Yeah. laughs> How has your work changed during COVID, either with Perfect Duluth Day or any of the other projects that you work in? Are you getting more or less attention to the website?
We're a business, if you want to call it that, that has never had an office. And so it's always been a work from home situation. And so not a lot has changed in terms of how we conduct our operation on a day-to-day basis, I guess. Other than we have an event calendar where we used to have meetings on a weekly basis with everyone who was involved in putting that work together. And we haven't had a meeting now in a year, and we've done zero Zoom meetings because I would just rather quit than have a Zoom meeting.
And you grew up in Duluth, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. And so what keeps you here in Duluth? Is it the music? Is it the culture? Is it just where your roots are and you can't blow them out?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never very seriously entertained the idea of leaving Duluth, and I can't say what any one particular thing is that keeps me here. I do travel, not necessarily a lot, but as maybe more than the average person, a little bit. I've been around to, you know, other places, and as much as other places impress me in certain ways, nowhere that I've been yet seems to have the kind of package that Duluth has of just the ease in which you can disappear into the woods mm-hmm. and be away from everyone, or you can be around a ton of people and have culture, I mean, in a span of 2 minutes. I mean, it's almost literally that fast that you can walk out of the North Shore and be in the woods. North Shore Theater, I should say. Not the North Shore. You can walk out of the North Shore and be on the North Shore in really 45 seconds, probably.
Yeah, and without traffic, too, usually. And yeah. So speaking of the North Shore, you were one of the first performers to be on the stage at the renovated North Shore. Is that correct? When we did the Don Ness showed off the North Shore?
I believe that is correct. Yeah. I don't know if that was the first show, but yeah, one of the early ones. Maybe it was the first show.
And having been, you told me a little story about how when you first walked into the North Shore, how did that feeling compare to be on the stage for that just after the renovation?
Super weird, you know, in a mostly good way. You know, there's a sadness attached to it in that, you know, before the renovation even began, it was clear that that was not going to be the place that it was during that magical time period. But of course, during that magical time period of the early 1990s or the early 2000s and late 1990s, during that time, it was very special to a group of people and had a culture surrounding the local music scene. But also during that time, it was losing money and falling apart. So what happened needed to happen. But it's, you know, it's a very different space than it was then, and not necessarily set up for punk bands and a mezzanine. It's more of a big stage for theatrical productions and for larger music shows. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so yeah, a little bit weird, but good. And the story that I told at that performance kind of surrounds my sort of introduction to the Duluth music scene, which is, you know, I had done college radio at KUWS and was familiar with a few local bands, but there weren't a lot. And it was a music scene at that time that was really not much. There was a lot of blues bands. There were a few heavy metal bands doing cover songs. And then there were just a handful of local bands doing original music. And I would go to shows, and that kind of went on for a few years until one day I was roaming down Superior Street and walked into the North Shore Theater, and I heard this song bellowing from the mezzanine. And I thought, what in the world is happening? I had no idea there was music happening that night. There was no Facebook or much of an internet at that point. So, you know, unless you see a poster tacked up somewhere, you have no idea when a show is. And so I walked up into the mezzanine, and there was a crowd, and Alan Sparhawk, Zach Sally, and Chris Bocci Galupo on stage as the hospital people singing a song called We'll Be Philosophers. And it was like that experience changed the music scene from my vantage point of being this small thing with a couple of bands to a small thing with a couple of bands still, but with a little bit of a culture to it. It was kind of the start of something for me with the music scene. And that's when I started to consider it a scene. And it wasn't a big one yet. that would take a few years. That was a great moment, and that song has stuck with me ever since.
Well, that is so wonderful, and we do have it actually queued up to listen to next. We got a few songs handpicked by Paul Lundgren here that will be featuring next here on The Local. Is there anything else you'd like to tell folks before we sign off? Tell us what you're up to besides Perfect Luth Day.
Well, one of my other gigs is the content that is in the Homegrown Music Festival Field Guide, which comes out every year kind of in early April-ish to prepare for the festival, which is the first week of May. This year, it's May 2nd through 9th. And last year, you know, the festival was mostly canceled. Like, it did exist in an online format. There was a scavenger hunt. There were things. But because of the pandemic, we actually pulled the plug on the festival the day before the field guide was supposed to go to press. So it is available online in a PDF form, last year's field guide. But we are putting out a print edition this year, and that's in production now. So come early April, you'll see a field guide for Homegrown. And Homegrown will happen May 2nd to 9th, and that'll be, I think, you know, COVID's weird, but we're pretty certain everything will be online again mm-hmm. this year. And there'll be a scavenger hunt again this year. There'll be surprises, I'm sure. It's still a few, 2 months out still. So lots of time for things to change and new ideas to spring up. So,
yeah. And I believe Friday is the last day for artists to get their work in for consideration for Homegrown this year. So,
yeah, if you're in a band, let Homegrown know that you want to submit some music by video, and they will they're curating content for YouTube that'll run throughout the week in addition to live streams and a whole bonanza of things that will probably be decided on tomorrow.
Well, thank you so much, Paul Lundgren, for joining us today on The Local. Thanks for your work with Perfect Lute Day, and you took my picture here today too that will be in that field guide so people can finally see what I look like, man behind the mask.
Yeah, this whole experience is part of the Duluth Media Exchange.
So we're going to hear that track that that Paul just told us the story about will be Philosophers from the Hospital People, and that's right here on The Local.